Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On the official clock, it is 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, the latest update on Tropical Storm Barry. The latest information coming in, wind sustained 50 miles an hour. Still that slow movement, that west-northwest movement at about 5 miles an hour. We're about 90 miles or so southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River. And you notice on satellite, we've been talking about this, most of the clouds, most of the rain, most of the heaviest rainfall has been to the south of the center of the storm, this entire area down here. We're still seeing some strengthening of the center as we start seeing the pressure fall with time. So still some time for this thing to strengthen yet. But the reality is this, no matter what it looks like, no matter if it's a tropical storm or a minimal hurricane, all this moisture is moving northward with time, and that's going to bring some big impact to the portions of the northern Gulf Coast. Here is the forecast itself, and really it's good really not to pay too much attention to the exact position of the center, because you saw how expansive all those clouds are. The slower we go, the more the rainfall with time, and that's something that we've been talking about, and talking about the potential of flooding and also the storm surge associated with this system. Timing-wise, we start looking at the arrival of some of those tropical storm force winds, and throughout the day today, we'll start seeing some of those winds spread onshore. First Plaquemines Parish, and then with time tonight, moving northward towards Lake Pontchartrain, some of those tropical storm force winds. So this system will continue to move northward and bring more and more impacts, especially over the next couple days. So here's some of those impacts. Look at this rainfall. It's just a lot of rain. So right around the center, the concentration of the rain, we can see some large rainfall totals, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain. Some pockets could get 20, 25 inches of rain because of this slow movement. So we're going to have to watch that. The other thing is a big reminder for everybody. It's not just right around that center. I've seen so many times with these systems that they're fairly loose and fairly large. You will see rain bands with time. The slower the storm moves, these rain bands set up in the same place over and over, 50 miles, 100 miles. It's hard to tell how far away from the center that will occur, but you could be 100 to 150 miles away and still get these tropical rains leading to flash flooding as far away, maybe even over to Mobile area. And with time, even moving northward into Mississippi, look how much rain falls through this system, 6 to 10 inches of rain. So not just coastal, even inland, you can see these damaging rains and flash flooding. We'll have to watch out. But the other part of this is the storm surge. We need to talk about this. Storm surge, the leading cause historically fatalities in tropical systems. Look at these values. We're already seeing, and the storm's not even there yet, some of the water come up around the Wrigley's, around Shell Beach. Some of that water's already coming up as we put the winds in that area. So the Mississippi coast, 2 to 4 feet possible, even into Lake Pontchartrain, 2 to 4 foot of that surge getting in there, but 3 to 6 foot right along the coastline. In some areas, 3 to 5 feet when you get over south of Lafayette and around Morgan City. So remember this. That can even come a couple days after the storm. So it's not just at landfall. Even a day later, the winds shift and you get some of that storm surge. So we'll keep you updated with time here at the Hurricane Center. Let's get ready for this storm.